Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You got Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network. 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri is officially the force multiplier of truth. I have that on my business card. You can also see the show. There's not much to see. In fact, there's damn little to see. But you can actually see it. Facebook live stream. You can see it on my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris. Rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. Now, there are a lot of fake accounts out there because my page is so popular. Look for the one that has more than 8,000 followers. That's me. The others that have two or three followers from some third world cesspool, that ain't me. So now also, and a lot of people have been very upset lately. Everyone's trying to friend me, which I appreciate greatly. I really do. But Facebook, again, I have nothing to do with this. Facebook says I can have only 5,000 friends. Facebook has no concept of how big this show is and how many people want to be my friend. They really don't. I cannot accept any more friend requests. I would like to. I'd like to have 6,000, 10,000, 15,000, whatever it happens to be, but they won't let me do that. So it's 5,000 is the max. So if you could follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook profile page, that would be great to get to see what's going on. Oh, I almost forgot. We did a special on special reels on ice baby, and we're asking our listeners, again, you have to go to Dimitri's profile page, Dimitri with three eyes, asking our listeners, is this what you voted for? And it's a musical montage. It's a reel with pictures, and it's ice baby. And tell us, is this what you voted for? Is this what you want? Because the media is saying, oh no, people are, you know, the protesters who've died, people have changed their minds, and now this, that, and the other. I don't think that's the case. I think that's the media lying, but I don't know. So take a look at the reel. It's ice baby, and a simple question: is this what you voted for regarding ice? And either, yeah, you voted for it, or no, you didn't, and include your comments. A lot of people are responding to that. They really are. But you got to go to my Facebook page, follow me. And again, I can't take any more friend requests. I'm sorry. But boy, they keep pouring in. They really do. So just follow if you would, please, because my hands are tied on this one. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in a little bit. And it's your chance to say or do pretty much anything you want, but do not interact with the host. Also, we got Mr. Big Willie himself will be calling us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, talking about God knows what. He's always upset about something. I don't know. But we'll be talking with him about that. Hancock County schools, what a mess. My God, what a mess that thing is. And yet no one's talking about people being arrested, being charged, being thrown in jail, none of that stuff. Are they all going to get away with it? My guess is, knowing the history of law enforcement here in the Upper Ohio Valley and how people scratch each other's backs and do favors for one another, my guess is that there might be a little wrist slap here and there, but not much of anything else, because the insiders, they pretty much take care of their own. And the poor taxpayers get screwed over, and boy, have they gotten screwed over with the Hancock County schools. Oh, my God. 143 extra jobs. And I warn people all about the nepotism that goes on with the public schools throughout the listening area here, where they're hiring their relatives, their friends, and just more and more. They're just jobs factories. That's all it is. It's just jobs for their buddies. Education is terrible. Look at the proficiency scores for reading and math and science. And no one seems to care as long as they got a good football team. Yeah, as long as that football team's going to make the playoffs, that's all people care about here. Well, now the Hancock County schools are facing a massive financial crisis. 143 extra positions. And no one's going to go to jail over this? You kidding me? All right. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Time for a Dimitri prize package giveaway. Got a pair of tickets here to the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. If you've never been there, it's a very cool thing. Lots of great animals, big animals, little animals, you know, exotic animals, and a wonderful aquarium as well with penguins and seahorses and octopuses and octopi or whatever they're called. And all in all, just it's a very, very, very nice thing. If you haven't been there, you can go there. I have a pair of tickets for you, a pair of passes for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. Got them right here. And here's what we're going to do. 15th caller is going to win. All you have to do is call, and I ask you your name, where you're calling from, and you know, what you're up to, and we'll tell you what number you are. And the 15th caller wins and wins big. Here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. 15th caller wins this incredible prize package from Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Let me see, make sure we clear the lines here. Lines 0234. We have somebody on the line here? Big Willie, 105.5. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess we don't. All right, Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Keith.
Keith, okay, where are you calling from?
Shadyside.
What kind of work do you do? What are you up to?
Retired,
okay. You're caller number one, good luck. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your name?
Brent,
and where are you calling from?
I'm out in Fairview right now.
Fairview, what are you up to?
Working.
What kind of work?
Energy industry.
Fracking?
No. Production side.
Okay, great. Well, you're caller number two. Good luck to you. Big Willie, 105.5. What's your name?
Darren,
where are you calling from?
I'm on my way home from work. Rayland,
okay, great. What kind of work do you do?
I work at Form Energy up in Weirton.
Form! Oh, don't get me started. But okay, well, I'm glad you got a job there anyway. I know. Do you ever see Bill Gates? Does Bill Gates ever walk by there saying, "Hi, thanks for all the money, suckers"? Does he ever do that?
Sometimes. I don't really think about it.
All right. You're number three. We actually found somebody who works at Form. We've actually found someone. Oh, my God. Oh, did he say Rayland? Well, that's not West Virginia. Oh, well. Big Willie, 105.5. What's your first name?
Cousin Luke.
What?
Cousin Luke?
Is that?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you calling from, Cousin Luke?
I'm a truck.
Okay. What kind of work do you do, Cousin Luke?
Drive a truck.
All right. You're caller number four. Thank you very much. That's Cousin Luke. Big Willie, 105.5. What's your first name?
This is Cousin Brent again.
Brent, number six. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Darren again.
Darren, number seven. Okay, so it's down to these three. Let's see, that's seven. All right, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You have to come here to pick up the tickets here at Rock Hill at the Wob Studios, which is now also the Big Willie 105.5 Studios. It's on High Ridge, and it's this massive broadcasting complex that contains God knows how many radio stations and God knows how many satellite dishes and God knows how many transmitters and transistors and electrical stuff and electrical tape. So we got a lot of it. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Darren again.
Okay, Darren, you're number eight. I've got, I think, three listeners. I think I have three listeners, maybe four. 740-325-1490. No women today. No women. Normally, I have a lot more women. Overall, I have more women listeners than I have male listeners, at least according to our Facebook page, the dashboard. It's amazing the number of women listeners I have, considering the way that I look. Big Willie, 105.5. Hello, what's your first name?
I'll give you a guess.
You're number nine. Big Willie, 105.5. What's your first name?
Cousin Brent again.
You're number 10, Brent. What's happened to my career? What has happened to my career? What have you done to me? Big Willie, 105.5. What's your first name?
Cousin Melissa.
Cousin Melissa, you're number 11. A lot of cousins here in the Upper Ohio Valley. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Dimitri's going to do an inbreeding joke, huh? No, I am not. I don't go after low-hanging fruit. It's just too damn easy. Anyway, Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Cousin Justin.
Justin, number 12. Lots of cousins today. I would like to have the cousins calling in from Breaking Bad. That would be cool. That would be cool. With their axes. All right. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Uncle Brent.
Uncle Brent, you're number 13. Cousins, uncles, it's like we're one great big family. You know, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. I feel as if we're all kind of bonding digitally, electronically, audially, FMLE, AMLE, and Facebookly. Anyway, I've never felt so close to my listeners, cousins and uncles, and it's creeping me out is what it is. It's creeping me out. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name? Okay, Marceau. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Bob.
Bob, okay. Are you an uncle or a cousin?
Uncle.
Uncle, okay. You're number 14, so close and yet so far away. So sorry. Well, here we go. Let's get the audience ready here for the big applause. Will it be a cousin? Will it be an uncle? Will it be some other relative? I don't know. Big winner time. Do we have a drum roll? We don't have a drum roll. All right, here we go. This is number 15. Hopefully this person will sound really, really excited and really, really happy to get the tickets, or else it's going to be just awful. Big Willie 1055. Hello, what's your first name?
Keith.
Keith, are you a cousin or an uncle?
Both.
Well, congratulations, Keith. You're the big winner. Way to go.
Thank you.
How excited are you?
Oh, pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
Love listening to you.
Okay. Keith, what's your last name? We'll have the tickets here for you.
Pinkerton.
Spell it.
P-I-N-K-E-R-T-O-N.
Pinkerton. All right. Keith Pinkerton. We're going to have an envelope here with the tickets. You know where the WOMP studios are on Rock Hill?
I do.
All righty. We will have it here for you after 9 o'clock this morning. Keith, thank you so much, and thanks for being really excited about winning our contest.
Thank you. Love listening to you, buddy.
Thank you. So do I. All right. So we actually have a winner. Hold on. I'm going to close my mic every once in a while, pot it down. I'm still dealing with this cold stuff. The worst of it is over. Yesterday was pretty bad. Well, by my standards, I'm very healthy, but still have some remnants of it today. So every once in a while, if you hear this, it's because I'm clearing my throat, but I don't want you to hear it, but that's kind of what is happening. So we got Mr. Big Willie coming up here in just a bit. Congratulations to Keith Pinkerton. And did not make, again, I avoid low-hanging fruit. So I did not make any references to the Pinkerton man or anything like that, because I'm sure he's heard about that 10,000 times already in his life. And I am not going to be 10,000 and one. I don't go after low-hanging fruit. I leave that for the run-of-the-mill type talk hosts who just don't know any better, can't do any better. Me, I raise my standards. I have them up here. In fact, I have them so you can't even see it on the screen. That high up. Anyway, so we've got that. Lots of cousins, lots of uncles, and lots of extended family. So you're all kind of my family in sort of a special way. Not really. All right, so let's see what else. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. You get Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. And the force multiplier of truth, and pretty soon the blockchain of reason, once I can figure out what a blockchain is. But for now, it's just going to have to be those first two. All right. On Facebook, lots of stuff going on with me on Facebook. Again, I cannot accept any more friend requests. I'm maxed out. Facebook won't let me do this. Please follow me on Facebook. It's very easy to do. Just click follow and you follow me. And you'll see the ICE thing that I made, the reels regarding ICE. And the simple question, did you vote for this? The corporate media would have, hold on a second. Sorry. Corporate media would have you believe that you're now concerned about ICE and them being like Nazis and brutal behavior, and two protesters have been shot and killed, and that people are changing their minds now about open borders and about enforcing the border laws and all that stuff. I don't believe that for a second. I'm sorry the two people lost their lives. I really am. They would not have lost their, my guess is they would have not lost their lives had they been a bit more careful about the way they were protesting. I have no problem with protesters, but for them to have gone over and above what the, certainly seems to me, proper protesting, you know, reasonable protesting, I've got to believe they brought it on themselves. And again, I'm sorry to see anybody dead. I really am. But if someone's trying to run me over with an SUV and I've got a firearm, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. It's my life or hers. That's all there is to it. And this other guy, they're calling him a nurse, and I guess he was a nurse. The media didn't seem to care about a nurse, Lakeland Riley, didn't care about her at all when an illegal killed her, but they care about this nurse. And the videos that we have now about this guy at other protests, he was really violent. My God. Again, that does not warrant anyone's death. Of course not. But, you know, they bring it on themselves. And really who you have to blame is the mayors of these different cities, especially in Minneapolis, because the mayors are making sure that the police do not interfere. The police are standing down. The reason that you're seeing all of this is because, and the media will not tell you this, even though it's right there in plain sight, is because the police have been ordered by the Democrats who run these deep blue sanctuary cities to not interfere, to allow the protesters to run riot, to do whatever they want to do. Have you noticed there are no police? They don't want police. They want martyrs. They've got two. They're looking for more. That's what all this is about. Hey, Mr. Big Willie coming up next. Stay tuned.